Today we will Be'ezda Hashem be learning Daf Tes and Masechtas Brachas. Some of the key topics and concepts that will be discussed include the latest time for saying the nighttime Shema. At the end of the previous Daf, the Gemara introduced the idea that if one says Kriya Shema Shel Arvis even after Alois HaShachar, dawn, but before Netzach Hama, sunrise, he could technically still be Yotze the night Kriya Shema, as long as the morning Kriya Shema is said after Netzach Hama, sunrise. Our plot will begin by continuing to discuss this topic. The proper time for eating the Korban Pesach. The Gemara will explain how the time one should eat the Korban Pesach is tied to Shas Chipazon, the time or hour of haste. Immediately after Chatzayis on the night of Makis Bechayers, the Mitzrim frantically sought to drive the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, which the Gemara terms Chipazon de Mitzrayim. However, Hashem had other plans and commanded the Yidden to wait until the morning and only then leave. And this is referred to as Chipazon de Yisrael. The Gemara present a machlokes as to which one of these two times is when one should eat the Korban Pesach. The Gemara will then continue to focus on the topic of Pesach and discuss the meaning of several psukim regarding Yitzias Mitzrayim. From the beginning of the Masechta till here, the Gemara discussed the proper time for the evening Kriya Shema. Our Gemara on Amud Beis will present the second mission of our Masechta that begins discussing the earliest and latest time for the morning Shema. Towards the bottom of the Yomid, the Gemara will discuss, among many other ideas, the concept and advantages of davening Shachris Kevesikin at the earliest moment possible, which was the practice of a group of very humble and devoted men who were known as Vesikin, the devout ones, and also being Semech Geul Litfila, saying the bracha of Gol Yisrael immediately prior to Shemayna Esrei.